Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a groundbreaking move, the UAE has become the first Arab nation to introduce a ban on children under 15 creating or operating personal social media accounts, sparking a significant debate about the balance between protection and access in the digital world. What makes this significant is that this decision by the UAE Cabinet, chaired by Vice President and Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, marks a notable shift in the approach to regulating social media use among minors. The UAE measure is particularly noteworthy for its reach and enforcement design, as it rejects self-declared age and instead mandates AI-driven and biometric verification, thereby forcing social media platforms to bear the cost and responsibility of age assurance. First, let's consider how this decision fits into a broader regulatory turn against unrestricted minor access to social media. The UAE's move is part of a fast-growing global movement to protect minors from the potential harms of open social platforms. Australia, for instance, has pioneered an under-16 ban, setting a template that the UAE has now adapted. This common thread involves a shift from self-regulation to enforceable, state-mandated age thresholds backed by technical verification. Now, let us turn to India's position on this matter. India has chosen a consent-based rather than an outright ban model. The Digital Personal Data Protection, DPDP, Act, 2023, classifies anyone under 18 as a child and requires data fiduciaries to obtain verifiable consent from a parent or lawful guardian before processing a child's personal data. It also prohibits tracking, behavioral monitoring, and targeted advertising directed at children. This is a higher age threshold than the UAE's 15 or Australia's 16, but a lighter intervention, as India regulates data processing rather than barring account creation outright. Crucially, the debate around these measures turns on competing values. Proponents argue that there is mounting evidence linking heavy adolescent social media use to anxiety, sleep disruption, cyberbullying, and exposure to harmful content. Critics, however, raise several concerns: digital exclusion, where blanket bans can cut adolescents off from educational, civic, and support communities online; the privacy paradox, where biometric age verification intended to protect children collects highly sensitive data and creates new surveillance risks; and enforceability, as determined minors may migrate to VPNs and unregulated platforms, potentially shifting rather than solving the problem. And here is something that surprises many students: the UAE's approach includes a 12-month transition and a tiered system, with a full ban for those under 15 and supervised access for those between 15 and 16, in an attempt to balance these competing concerns. But why does this matter? It matters because it reflects a global recognition of the need to protect minors in the digital space, while also acknowledging the importance of access to information and communication for their development. Now, let us turn to the implications of this trend for India's strategic position. Should India follow the global trend of age-based social media bans for minors, or is its consent-based DPDP model better suited? This is a question that requires careful consideration of child rights, digital inclusion, and data privacy. What does this mean for India's approach to regulating social media and protecting its younger citizens? Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The UAE has banned children under 15 from social media, effective 18 June 2026, making it the first Arab nation to do so, with a 12-month transition period and the use of AI and biometric age verification. Australia pioneered the under-16 social media ban. The DPDP Act, 2023, in India, defines a child as anyone under 18, requires verifiable parental consent for data processing, and bars tracking and targeted advertisements at children. Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum is the Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and also the ruler of Dubai. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant for both prelims and mains. For prelims, remember the UAE Cabinet decision, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, and the DPDP Act, 2023, child consent provisions, as well as Australia's Under 16 ban. For mains, under GS2, you may be asked to discuss whether India should follow the global trend of age-based social media bans for minors or if its consent-based DPDP model is better suited, considering child rights, digital inclusion, and data privacy. In conclusion, the UAE's Under 15 social media ban reflects a global shift towards protecting minors in the digital space, with significant implications for how countries balance protection and access. As India navigates its own approach to regulating social media and protecting its younger citizens, it must consider the complex interplay between child rights, digital inclusion, and data privacy, ultimately aiming to create a safer and more responsible digital environment for all.